Okay, good morning. Chai Adar Beis, March 25th. We're on page Peches, getting to, I think, really some of the heart of what the Sefer is about. This is the 12th chapter of this section called Limud Musar. So first he quotes the Rambam in the fourth parak of Shmona Prakim. Shmona Prakim is the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avos. It has the creative name of eight chapters because it has eight chapters. That's what it's known as, Shmona Prakim. Rambam says as follows: Ha'adam ha'shalayim tzarech lo sheyizkar midos of tamid. A person of shleimus. I don't want to say a complete person because it doesn't translate well. But a person who's shalayim means he's a person of character development. Has to remember his midos constantly. V'yishkol pe'ulosav, and he should weigh his actions. V'yivchon tchunos nafsho yom yom, and he should analyze the characteristics of his soul day by day. Mashiyira nafsho nota letzad katzim en haktzavos, what he sees of himself inclined toward one of the extremes. The Rambam says repeatedly that real midos means being right in the middle. So when it talks about straying to one side or the other, that means the midos are corrupted. So if he sees himself going to one direction or the other, yamaher berefua, he should hasten to get involved in the healing, the remedy. And he shouldn't allow the bad characteristic to develop, to strengthen itself by repeating the bad action. And he should always have in front of his eyes the negative, the bad midos that he has, and seek to constantly heal them. That's the Rambam in the fourth parak of Shmona Prakim. Yisod hachinuch hamusari einu b'shmiya sichos u'kriyas ma'amarim. The foundation of musar chinuch, musar training, is not by hearing shmuzin and reading mamarim and musar works, ele b'kviyas yom yomis, but by a daily regimen, ham yu'edes livchon tchunos nafsho yom yom. It is meant, in the words of the Rambam, to analyze his characteristics day by day. Al yidei limud sifrei musar v'ritzifus, by way of learning works of musar with consecutiveness, with consistency. In other words, the Sefer Musar is the vehicle, but it's not the end. Be'iyun v'chazar t'midas, with analysis and with constant repetition, reviewing. Kamishpat limud Torah, like the way it works with limud Torah. Kol mashet medabrim, kosvim, matifim, behogim. Everything that we speak, write, preach, and think, b'shem Musar, in the name of Musar, eino ela parparos lenakuda hamerkozes hazos. It's only like the dessert. Probably the word periphery comes from it also, but it's sort of the periphery of this central point. The obligation to dedicate day by day time for limud musar and cheshbon hanefesh. Kach muva b'kuntra shari ar lahagri blazer zal shehu ha'akdam l'sefer ar Yisrael. We actually learned that here. So is it cited in the small sefer called Shari Ar of Rav Itzel Petterberger, Rav Itzel Blazer, which is the introduction to the Sefer Ar Yisrael. The way Rav Yisrael Salanter's letters were published, or with his Talmud's introduction to them. Itzel Petterberger's Svarim are published as like the introduction to Ar Yisrael. B'shem Gedolim Kadmonu is what he says in the name of great early people. L'kach eskimu kol gedolenu tosei yeshivas b'dar achron. And this is what all of the, we'd say, I guess, the great Rashi Yeshiva today, those who hold yeshivas in the recent generation, have agreed, and that's the point. The point of it is to have a Musar Seder. A Musar Seder that's focused on character development and Cheshbon HaNefesh. Ma'anisarion Yadua. The reason why he says in the last generation is that Musa was a bit of a war, but now it's not anymore. Ma'anisarion Yadua, from experience it is known, Shakoveas Man Limud Musa Yom Yom. Person who dedicates time to the study of Musa daily, Mishtanahu Latova Mablisha Yagish Bakach. He changes for the better. He changes to better without feeling it. It's Nahaguso, Bishiruso, Bishifaso Ladargo Satara. And the way he conducts himself in his, let's say, meticulousness and in his yearnings for levels in Torah. Sometimes a person gives up from any hope of seeing benefit from this limud. Feels like I study Musa, it doesn't change me. But its influence is profound and guaranteed. Here's a quote from Rabbi Yisrael in one of his letters. He's not what?
He's not fully refined, but it affected him. Is it what he's saying?
Yeah, well, he's not saying it guarantees a complete effect, but he's saying it has an effect even when the person doesn't realize it. Al yipol leiv ha'odam belomdo musa ve'ninim espoil. This is Rabbi Yisrael talking. And Bali Musa would study like every letter of Rabbi Yisrael's letters be eaten. The heart of a person shouldn't sink when he studies Musar and he doesn't feel affected. To be poel is to do, mitpael is to have something done to you. So we refer to his palace as effect, as being moved. The ein roshem benafsho, v'chulu, he doesn't feel an impression on his soul. L'shano is darko, to change his ways. Yeda ne'emana, he should know for certain. Im kilo yigala la'eni basa haroshem, even if the impression is not revealed to human eyes, ene hasechel roos, I should say to physical eyes, in other words, it can't be physically perceived, but ene hasechel roos, the eyes of the sechel see, bervos ha'itim, with the passage of abundant time, beribui halimud, with abundant learning of Musar, he means, me his kabtus harishimos hane'elamos, from the gathering of the hidden impressions, meaning any single one, maybe very small, maybe microscopic, but you put them all together, it has a grand effect. La'odam acher yehafech hulu, turns into a different person. V'hanisayin yoid ba'ashkafa kala, experience testifies, even from a simple glance, al halomid musar im ma'at vim harbe, v'yeser se'ez yalel b'nei gilo b'rayona v'chol hanagoso. The one who studies Musar, whether a little or a lot, but in a much greater measure, he will elevate over his counterparts. Negila literally means like people of your age. It means people like him. You take the experiment group and the control group, you know, similar subjects in his thoughts and all of his conduct. Ein kol siba ba'olam lachshov. There's no reason in the world to think that the power and influence of this has like thawed, has cooled off today. A more effective way, Yael is like the word toelis, mo'il means something that's effective. A more effective way to guard the tzura of a person, meaning to maintain what a human being is supposed to be, and to fulfill the mitzvos. And you recall, he said, the Torah is about the mitzvos, Musar is about the man's approach to mitzvos, and we're working on both at the same time. A better way to guarantee that the person becomes a person, that he does the mitzvos, we don't have. Ayin, there isn't. The other rabbi, it's the contrary. You can see in this paragraph, he's like responding to somebody who would claim that like we're hopeless. This doesn't work for us anymore. He's saying it's not so. He said we don't have a better way. The other Avon, to the contrary, Matkufa Maruba Ba'ayas, if the era is Marubas Ba'ayas, if we're in an era of abundant problems, Kiflayim Lutoshia Belimda Musar. Basically, Musar is doubly effective. to claim that the times have gotten worse and therefore Musar doesn't work. He's saying the times are getting worse, therefore Musar is more important. Lo kol adam mechunin b'koch machshava yotzeres b'koch islatus hergish. Not every person is endowed with like a creative power of thought or like an excited type of energy in his feelings. Koach yotzer shunachas kol echad v'echad. But the creative power that's everyone's lot, he ha hisboninus, is contemplation. Ein lach adam shlo yuchal hagia lehisrakzus mitoch menuchas hanefesh matzav hanafshi. There's nobody who can't reach focus from a state of tranquility, but matzav hanafshi, to contemplate about his spiritual state of being. B'mahalach masav b'magamos chayev, about the path of his actions and the goal of his life. Anybody can contemplate. People have different traits in terms of how they present and other things, but to be able to think about himself, everybody has that. His bonus kozos yesh ba mishum yitzira mamash. And this is creative. Not everybody is a creative artist, but everybody is creative in that he can make something great of himself. Adam atzma mischadesh al yada. Man himself becomes anewed by it. But since we are far from this type of hisbonus, so we're going to have to elaborate on what it is. So he's saying contemplation, which is really what Musar is all about, everybody can do, but we don't know so well what that is, so in the coming paragraphs I'll define that for us. Okay.